This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to use the SBI method to give feedback that actually changes behaviour. A practical framework for feedback that lands clearly and drives real change. In short, this article covers the SBI method, a three-part feedback framework that helps you give clear, behaviour-focused feedback without triggering defensiveness or confusion. How to structure feedback using situation, behaviour, and impact. Ready to use scripts for corrective, positive, and upward feedback. How to pair SBI with the GROW method when receiving feedback in return. Definition: the SBI method is a structured feedback approach built on three components: situation, behaviour, and impact. It gives feedback a clear, observable foundation by separating what happened from personal interpretation, making it easier to deliver and easier to receive. Most feedback conversations go wrong before the first sentence is finished. A manager sits down with every intention of helping, and within 30 seconds the other person has shut down, gone defensive, or started planning their counterargument. Not because the feedback was wrong, because it had no structure. I have sat on both sides of that table more times than I care to count. In Say It Right Every Time, I describe feedback as a tool that can build or destroy. Given poorly, it is a weapon that can crush confidence and kill motivation. Given well, it is the most powerful instrument we have for genuine growth. The difference is almost never content. It is almost always structure. The SBI method, which I cover in depth in Chapter 8 of Say It Right Every Time, gives your feedback that structure. It tells you exactly what to say, in what order, and why each part matters. In this article, you will learn the full SBI framework and the supporting methods that make it work when to use each one, what scripts to reach for, and how to avoid the mistakes that make even well-intentioned feedback fall flat. If you are also working on how feedback affects team cohesion, how feedback loops boost team synergy is worth reading alongside this one. Why structure matters more than you think in feedback conversations. Most people assume feedback is about natural ability. They think some people are just better at it, born with the right tone and instincts. That is not true. Feedback is a skill, and like every skill, it depends on having a reliable system when the pressure is on. Under pressure, people default to their worst habits. They go vague to avoid conflict. They over-explain to soften the blow. They turn observations into verdicts. Structure prevents all of that. Here is when having a feedback framework makes the real difference. When you need to address a recurring problem without it turning personal, a clear framework keeps you focused on behaviour rather than character. When you're given positive feedback and want it to land as more than a passing compliment, structure makes it specific and memorable. When you need to give upward feedback to a manager, a framework gives you the confidence to say it calmly and clearly without it feeling like an attack. When you're in a performance review and want the conversation to be a genuine dialogue, not a one-way verdict, a structured approach keeps both people engaged. When someone has just received corrective feedback and is visibly defensive, knowing your next move in the framework stops the conversation from collapsing. The frameworks in this article give you that structure. Use them until they become instinct. The SBI method. Situation, behavior, impact. The SBI method is a three-part feedback structure that I introduce in Chapter 8 of Say It Right Every Time. It works by separating what happened from what you think about what happened. That distinction is everything. What it is designed for. The SBI method is built for any moment when you need to give feedback that is clear, specific, and free of personal judgment. It works for corrective feedback, positive recognition, peer-to-peer feedback, and upward feedback to a manager. How it works. Number 1. Situation. Name the specific context where the behavior occurred. This anchors the conversation in something observable and shared, not a vague pattern. Example: in the leadership presentation this morning. Number 2. Behavior. Describe exactly what the person did or said, using observable language only. No interpretations, no character judgments, no assumptions about motive. Example: you did not leave any time for questions at the end. Number 3. Impact. Explain the effect that behavior had, whether on you, the team, the project, or the client. This is what makes the feedback meaningful. Example: and the impact was that several of the VPs had questions that went unanswered, which made us look unprepared. When to use it. Use SBI anytime you need to deliver feedback that is tied to a specific, recent event. It works best in one-on-one settings where you have the other person's full attention and enough time for a genuine response. When not to use it, SPI is not the right tool for a crisis in the moment when emotions are running high on both sides and there is no time for a structured conversation. In those situations, address the immediate issue first and return to the full framework when things are calmer. A quick example in practice. I would like to talk about the presentation you gave to the leadership team this morning. I noticed that you did not leave any time for questions at the end. The impact was that several of the VPs had questions that went unanswered, and it made us look like we were not prepared for their feedback. In the future, I would like you to plan to end all presentations with at least 10 minutes for Q&A. How can I help you with that? Eamon's take. I've watched SBI transform conversations that would have ended in silence or resentment into moments of genuine clarity. It works because it gives the other person something real to respond to, not just a feeling to defend against. Applying SBI to positive and upward feedback. The SBI structure does not belong only to corrective conversations. It is just as powerful for recognition and for giving upward feedback to a manager where the stakes and the nerves both run high. What it is designed for. This application of SBI covers situations where you need to reinforce a behaviour you want repeated, or where you need to raise a concern with someone who has authority over you. How it works. Number 1. Situation. Name the setting precisely. Positive feedback without a specific context sounds hollow. Example. In our one-on-ones over the past month. Number 2. Behaviour. Name exactly what the person did. For positive feedback, this tells them what to keep doing. For upward feedback, it keeps the conversation factual. Example. I have noticed that you are also checking your email while we talk. Number 3. Impact. Tell them what effect that behaviour had on you or the work. For recognition, this is what makes the praise feel real. For upward feedback, this is where you make the case. Example. And the impact on me is that I sometimes feel I do not have your full attention during the time we have set aside. When to use it. Use this when giving positive recognition after a specific achievement, or when raising a concern with a manager you respect and want to preserve a strong relationship with. When not to use it. Do not attempt upward feedback in a public setting, in a group meeting, or when your manager is under visible pressure. Choose your moment carefully. A quick example in practice. I really value our working relationship, and I have a suggestion for how we could make it even better. I have noticed that sometimes in our one-on-ones, you're also checking your email. The impact on me is that I sometimes feel like I do not have your full attention, and I want to make the most of our time together. Would you be open to making our one-on-ones a no-device zone? I'm happy to do the same. Eamon's take. Upward feedback is one of the clearest signs of a high-trust relationship, and SBI gives you the structure to do it without it feeling like an accusation. The GROW method. Turning feedback into a development plan. If giving feedback well is a craft, receiving it is a superpower. The GROW method gives you a framework for turning feedback, whether you asked for it or not, into a personal development plan. What it is designed for. GROW is for the person on the receiving end. It helps you convert feedback into forward movement rather than letting it sit as a judgment, with no clear next step. How it works. Number 1. Goal. Identify the key improvement this feedback is pointing toward. Translate the feedback into a specific growth target. Example. Based on this, my goal is to improve my project management skills. Number 2. Reality. Acknowledge honestly where things stand today, without defensiveness. Example. The reality is that I have let a few deadlines slip this quarter. Number 3. Options. Brainstorm real choices for addressing the gap. More than one path is almost always available. Example. I could take a project management course, find a mentor, or be more disciplined about using our tracking software. Number 4. Way forward. Commit to a specific action and a timeline. This is the step that separates people who grow from people who nod and forget. Example. My plan is to start the online course this week and schedule a weekly project review with you. When to use it. Use GROW during or directly after a performance review, a corrective conversation, or any feedback exchange where you want to show genuine intent to improve. When not to use it. Do not force GROW when you are still processing the emotional weight of difficult feedback. Give yourself time to absorb it first. Then sit down and work through the 4 steps. A quick example in practice. Based on this feedback, it sounds like my main goal for the next year should be to improve my project management skills. The reality is that I have let a few deadlines slip. Some options for me could be to take a project management course, find a mentor who is strong in that area, or be more disciplined about using our project management software. My plan is to start the online course and schedule a weekly project review with you. Does that sound like a good plan? Eamon's take. I have seen careers change on the back of this method. Most people receive feedback and do nothing structured with it. Grow gives you a system for doing something real. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at eamonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Handling defensiveness, the core framework. Here is the truth of it. Even the best delivered SBI feedback can land wrong. Some people hear specific, observable, factual feedback and still feel attacked. This is where the core framework becomes essential. What it is designed for. Core is for de-escalation. It is the method to reach for when someone responds to feedback with defensiveness, hurt, or counterattack. And you need to keep the conversation open without abandoning your message. How it works. Number 1. Clarify. Name what you observed in the other person's reaction without judgment. Show that you have noticed how they are feeling. Example. I can see this is uncomfortable to hear. Number 2. Own. Take responsibility for your part, if any. This does not mean apologizing for honest feedback. It means acknowledging that delivery is never perfect. Example. I may not have expressed this as clearly as I wanted to. Number 3. Restate. Return to your original message using calm, clear language. Do not retreat from the substance, but do soften the frame. Example. What I want you to take away is that the impact on the client relationship has been real, and I want us to address it together. Number 4. Explore. Invite their perspective with a genuine question. This shifts the dynamic from confrontation to collaboration. Example. Can you help me understand how you experienced the situation? When to use it? Use core anytime you can feel a feedback conversation beginning to slide into defensiveness or conflict. The earlier you apply it, the easier the recovery. When not to use it? Core is not a loop you stay in indefinitely. If a conversation has genuinely broken down, it is better to pause and reschedule than to keep pushing through. A quick example in practice. I can see this is difficult to hear, and I want to acknowledge that. I may not have framed it perfectly. What I want to be clear about is that the impact on the team has been significant, and I'm raising this because I believe you can address it. Can you share how you experienced that situation from your side? Eamon's take. Defensiveness is not a character flaw in the person receiving feedback. It is the amygdala doing exactly what it was built to do. Core works because it disarms that response before it takes over the room. For a deeper look at how psychological safety shapes these moments, see what is psychological safety and how it drives team synergy. Asking for specific feedback where what you receive is vague. Vague feedback is useless feedback. I wrote that plainly in Chapter 8 of Say It Right Every Time, and I will say it here too. When someone tells you that you need to be more strategic or communicate better, you're left with a label and no map. What it is designed for. This framework is for turning unhelpfully broad feedback into something you can actually work with. It is a structured way to ask for clarity without sounding defensive or dismissive. How it works. Number 1. Acknowledge. Thank the person sincerely before you ask for more. This keeps the exchange open and shows you're not dismissing what they said. Example. Thank you for that feedback. I genuinely want to work on it. Number 2. Seek an example. Ask for a specific instance where the behavior was visible. This is not a challenge. It is a request for the information you need to improve. Example. Could you give me a specific example of a time when I was not being strategic enough? Number 3. Ask what different looks like. Ask what they would have liked to see instead. This turns the feedback into a forward-facing target rather than a backward-looking verdict. Example. And what would you have liked me to do differently in that moment? When to use it? Use this in any feedback conversation, formal or informal, where the input you receive is too broad to act on. It is especially useful in performance reviews. When not to use it? Do not use this framework in the first 5 seconds of receiving difficult feedback. Let the person finish. Absorb the tone and intent first, then ask for specifics. A quick example in practice. Thank you for that feedback. I really want to work on that. To help me, Could you give me a specific example of a time when I was not being strategic enough, and what you would have liked to have seen me do differently? Eamon's take. Asking for specific feedback is not weakness. It is the most direct route from a label to a plan. If someone cannot give you an example, that tells you something important too. How to choose the right feedback framework for your situation. Knowing the frameworks is only half the work. Knowing which one to reach for is the other half. Situation best framework. Giving corrective feedback to a direct report SBI method. Recognizing a team member's strong performance SBI method positive. Raising a concern with your manager SBI method upward. Processing feedback you have just received grow method. Managing a defensive reaction mid-conversation core framework. Vague feedback you cannot act on, ask for specific feedback. Performance review preparation and follow-up grow method. In practice, you will often use more than one framework in the same conversation. SBI delivers the message, core steadies the room if the reaction is defensive. Grow gives the recipient a path forward. They work together, not in competition. When you are unsure which to reach for, default to SBI. It is the foundation. Every other framework in this article builds from it or responds to what happens after it. When in doubt, start with the simplest framework. Complexity is not strength. Common mistakes when using SBI and feedback frameworks. Frameworks only work when you use them with discipline, not as a script you recite on autopilot. Skipping the impact step. Many people deliver the situation and behavior clearly, then stop short of explaining the actual impact. Without that final step, feedback is just an observation. The impact is what makes the other person care. Always finish all three parts. Letting interpretation creep into the behavior step. The moment you say you were rude instead of you interrupted me three times, you've crossed from behavior to judgment. The other person can argue with a judgment. They cannot argue with what actually happened. Stay observable. Giving feedback that is too old. Feedback delivered weeks after the event loses its power. The person cannot recall the details clearly, and the connection between action and consequence is broken. Deliver feedback when the situation is still recent, as outlined in how to give feedback that strengthens team synergy instead of breaking it. Using SBI as a confrontation, not a conversation. The framework ends with an invitation, not a verdict. After you state the impact, ask how you can help or invite their perspective. Feedback that closes the door is not feedback. It is a reprimand. Learn how to keep the door open and how to start a difficult conversation that's blocking your team's synergy. Only giving feedback during formal reviews. Performance reviews should be summaries, not surprises. If someone is hearing corrective feedback for the first time during an annual review, you've waited too long. The SBI method works best when it is used regularly, not reserved for high-stakes moments. A framework used badly is still better than no framework, but a framework used well is a genuine advantage. How to start using these feedback frameworks today. Do not try to master all of these at once. Pick one, practice it in a real situation this week, and build from there. Number 1. Start with SBI on a low-stakes conversation. Pick a piece of positive feedback you have been meaning to give someone. Structure it using situation, behavior, and impact before you say it. Notice how much more specific and meaningful it feels compared to what you would have said without the framework. Number 2. Write out a corrective conversation before you have it. If you have a feedback conversation coming up, draft each of the three components on paper first. Writing it down forces clarity and helps you catch any interpretation or judgment that has crept into the behavior step. Number 3. Practice grow after your next piece of feedback. The next time someone gives you feedback, take 10 minutes afterward to work through goal, reality, options, and way forward. See how psychological safety enables honest communication and sustains team synergy for how to create the right conditions for this kind of honest exchange. Number 4. Follow up. After giving corrective feedback, check in with the person a week or two later. Acknowledge the progress you have seen. This closes the loop and tells them that the conversation mattered. For guidance on repairing the relationship, if a conversation went poorly, see how to apologize to a team member in a way that actually restores synergy. Frameworks are tools. The more you use them, the less you have to think about them. Key takeaways. Here is what to carry with you from this article. The SBI method works because it separates what happened from what you think about it, and that separation is what makes feedback hearable. Vague feedback is useless feedback. Specificity is not harshness, it is respect. Feedback is a responsibility, not a right. If it is not helpful, it is just noise. Grow turns feedback from a verdict into a plan. It is the method that separates people who improve from people who simply nod. Defensiveness is a natural reaction, not a character flaw. Core gives, you way through it without abandoning your message. Giving and receiving feedback regularly throughout the year means no one should ever be surprised in a formal review. Good feedback builds people up and moves the work forward. It is not about being comfortable. It is about being effective. Start with SBI, practice it consistently, and apply the supporting frameworks when the situation calls for them. This much I know for certain: the people who take the time to learn how to give and receive the SBI method well earn the trust and respect of the people around them in ways that no amount of talent alone ever could. Frequently asked questions. What is the SBI method for giving feedback? The SBI method is a three-part feedback structure built on situation, behavior, and impact. You describe when something happened, what the person specifically did, and the effect it had. This removes personal judgment from feedback and makes it easier for the other person to hear and act on. How do you use the SBI method in a real conversation? Start by naming the specific situation, then describe the exact behavior you observed without interpreting it, then explain the impact that behavior had on you, the team, or the work. Finish by inviting a response. Keep each part brief and factual, and avoid adding emotional language that puts the other person on the defensive. When should you use the SBI method for feedback? Use the SBI method when you need to deliver feedback that is specific, observable, and tied to real impact. It works best for both corrective and positive feedback, especially in one-on-one settings. It is most effective when the situation is still recent enough for the other person to clearly recall it. What are the three parts of the SBI method? The three parts are situation, behavior, and impact. Situation sets the context by naming when and where something occurred. Behavior describes what the person did in observable terms. Impact explains the effect that behavior had, making the feedback relevant and meaningful to the person receiving it. Can the SBI method be used for positive feedback? Yes, the SBI method works equally well for recognizing good performance. When you anchor positive feedback in a specific situation, name the exact behavior you valued, and explain the impact it had, the praise becomes far more meaningful and memorable than a vague compliment. It also reinforces the behavior you want to see repeated. What is the difference between the SBI method and general feedback? General feedback tends to be vague, personal, and hard to act on. The SBI method forces you to be specific about when something happened, what was actually done, and what effect it caused. This removes guesswork for the person receiving the feedback and gives them something concrete to change or repeat. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.